95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey, what's up? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Making plans for the weekend, three-day weekend, just around the corner.
You don't have plans.
I do.
You don't make plans.
Going to be robbing some banks, going to be knocking over some old
you
ladies.
You don't make plans. You plan on sitting on the couch, smoking weed, drinking booze.
Well, I got a plan to stop at the weed store on the way home.
Gotcha.
Purchase some.
Catch up.
So, yeah.
Sure. All right. That's a plan, I guess.
What about you? You got any three-day weekend
plans? Don't.
No? What?
I actually don't.
You guys usually go and do stuff.
I mean, we have a few events to go to. Yeah, I guess I do. I guess that qualifies as a plan.
You do the exact opposite of what I do. I'm going to do nothing, and I'm looking forward to it. You're going to do lots of stuff.
Yes.
You know,
and I'm looking forward to it.
Forget about it.
Yep. Let's talk about Give Me Five today, shall we?
It is today, last day of the month. So last day of August. Last day, so last in the title, somewhere in the title.
The word last in the song title.
Yep.
We're going to talk about you like something that everybody else hates.
I got a list of that stuff.
Same. No, not really, though. I mean, I don't. Stuff that people hate, I don't think I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm one of those people.
I mean, like, you and I both hate public proposals. Like, drop to one knee, and everybody's got to stop on the plane or in the restaurant.
I hate that.
We hate that.
Yeah, I agree.
And we hate cheerful stuff. And I, what you're saying here, we're going to talk about it at 4.
Yes.
I really hate.
Like, you do?
Oh, man, do I hate this.
Do you?
Hate it.
Wow.
Hate.
All right.
And everybody I know, my really good friends, hate it as well. Sort of a, if you don't hate it as well, I don't know. I don't know we're on the same page.
You question them?
Yeah. So that'll be at 4.
I don't know if you're aware of the volleyball gambling ring that's been going on.
Oh, cool.
But it's happening.
No, I haven't heard about it.
We have one American dollar. How do you feel about that screen that they come give you and they flip it over and they say, here you go, just this sign right there. And it says, tip,
5%,
10%, 15%.
That generally doesn't happen at fast food places, though.
It does. It's like Starbucks or places like that sometimes.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not Starbucks, but places like that.
So, yeah, they're sort of pushing the, hey, give us a little extra cash.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I always tip if it's at a restaurant.
Same.
A lot, actually.
Same.
But I don't like being asked for it like that.
Same.
Don't care for that.
I think this while they're watching.
Yeah.
You have to add the tip.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
That does not change my mind. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm going to give them what I'm going to give them. I don't care.
All right.
Couldn't care anyway.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Let's talk about tipping, shall we? We've talked about this before. Tipping can be awkward.
Awkward.
And I feel like I figured out which ones it is that sort of make me question what's going on. You know those screens that I said they flip over? It says 5%, 10%, 12%,
right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of times that's for pickup orders.
Mm. Yeah, I always go ahead and give. Now, when I'm dining in, I'll give 20% or more, always.
Correct.
Unless they're just
unless
awful.
They're bad.
They have to be really bad.
I overtip when I'm there.
But what about when you do takeout?
That's my thing, is I'm driving there.
Right. But somebody had to put the order together.
Sure.
I give them 10%, always.
You do?
Yeah, on takeout. Always.
And the fact that they flip that screen and you don't care about...
No, now if I had to wait for a long time before I paid for it or something's going on, they lost the order, which happens sometimes, then they don't get a tip. But that's so rare.
That is rare.
And I don't care. They flip it over and I see zero. I don't care if they're staring at me. I don't care if they're holding my hand.
You're
don't
a hard
care.
Ass.
Yeah.
Here's the report.
Okay.
This screen is stressful for many. Does the flip of the screen feel like a lot of pressure?
It does, and they give you options like 10, 15, 20, even with like Uber, Dash, and like Grubhub, all of it. Like everything's tip, tip, tip.
You know, I think they do that. They started doing that with the percentage because it's hard to do math.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, so it was sort of showing you, oh, here's the number.
Yes, but I also would guess that they're suggesting a higher tip than maybe you were thinking.
Right, and they also didn't used to watch you do it.
Right.
They used to now. I know, they do.
There is some, that does make you a little nervous.
Nah, I don't care. Couldn't care any less.
Do you think that tipping has gotten out of control?
Yes. Tips are part of American culture, meant to be a thank you for good service. But today, more and more Americans are confronted with the question, would you like to add a tip?
It is tricky everywhere, right? Like if you're at a coffee shop, if you're at the hairstylist, if you're coming out of a taxi, like
you just buzzed a prostitute.
What do you do with Starbucks?
I always give like 20% generally.
You do?
Yeah. Because it sucks to, you know, it's hard to work there.
Yeah.
It's tough. There's
same. I throw a couple bucks in the thing usually.
Always throw money in the thing. Yeah. And it's usually about 20%.
Sure.
So, yeah. But I haven't done this pad thing in so long.
Oh,
I just got so used to not going out or doing anything since the pandemic.
What's
now,
it like to live your life as a hermit?
It's
awesome. So weird.
It rules. People
because you
suck.
Do. Because now you go pick up your food. Maybe it's been a little while.
Yeah.
They have the, you know, 5%, 10%, 15%.
Yeah, I just, boom, I hit it. Like 10%.
And just move
pick,
right on.
Yeah. Just whatever. Don't even think about it.
All right.
Tap the card, hit the 10.
I don't know the rules then, and I often don't know what to tip.
A recent study found that in a high number of cases, participants who were presented with a tip screen had more negative emotions to the payment experience than those that didn't.
Of course.
Let's say you go to a coffee.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
course you do, because somebody's watching your tip.
Let's say you go to a coffee shop and all they do is just twist around the laptop. It's like, why am I tipping?
But the small group we spoke to said more often than not, they do end up tipping.
I put a dollar or two. I don't mind them. As long as, like, you know, it's not a lot, I'll just put it because I don't mind. This is, at the end of the day, I'm helping out, you know, other people.
I like that.
This
guy
is Provisions on State, a butcher shop. There's no table service, no cooking or serving. Yet, they'll ask you if you'd like to tip.
Yeah, there's things like that when there's absolutely no service,
right,
per se, as such. No one's preparing something for
right.
you. Nobody put out, you know, the poured out the
I mean,
drink.
There does, it seems like there does need to be some service that's been provided.
Right, but it's not like, you know, someone who's kind of doing it, taking care of your order. They're just
right.
maybe slapping it. Like at Cantor's, perfect example, behind the counter when you're picking up something from deli, they'll throw it into a whatever, you know, into a container, but they don't even ask. You know, there's no tipping on that part. I still add it at the cash register.
Right.
But they don't do that because they're not
yet.
Really doing anything for you.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly. Cantor's is too cool to do that.
A flip screen in a butcher shop.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yes.
How'd you decide to do that?
These men and women have a knowledge base that they're sharing and taking care to share with the guests that come through the door.
Pay them more!
Yep.
Simple!
And they're not pressured to tip, but they want to because they're paying for a service provided.
No.
I'm going to suggest that they are pressured to tip.
Yeah.
If you're showing them that screen,
yeah,
flipping that screen over and it says 5, 10%.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
There's pressure.
Yeah.
There's certainly pressure to tip. And again, I do mostly as well.
Right. But do you feel that I don't feel pressured at all. I couldn't care any less. But do you feel pressured under that situation? I don't think, knowing you, I wouldn't think you'd really change your
pressure.
Mind.
No, I don't change my mind because I already know going in that I tip better
X
than
amount.
Average.
Yes, right.
If it's okay, if it's good.
Right. Unless it's just really good. Bad.
Unless it's really bad.
Yeah, it has to be really bad.
In which case, I would put 0%.
And happily so.
Go to hell.
Manager, come here. Look, zero. What do you think about that?
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need.
I hope y'all heard the clicking
this
in the background.
Computer mouse.
This computer sucks.
It's quite loud.
And useless.
The top 10 scariest animals on Earth.
Oh, wow.
Top
All
10
right.
scariest animals on Earth.
Scariest animals.
Get 6 guesses to get 4 of them correct. You've been on a roll?
Yeah, I have been. A Kaiser roll. It's delicious. Take a bite.
Oh.
By the way, $1 American is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend $1 American at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Clearly, shark.
I'm giving you that one because you're already playing the music.
Is there an animal more? Is it number one on the list?
It is number two.
Number two.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
The number one is BS.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So where'd this list come from? Joe's paranoia.
It's called
shop?
The Top Tens, and it's one of those sites where people go to rank to vote on stuff.
Right. So they're all afraid of something really dumb. Should be number one.
Is number two.
That's dumb. I mean, spiders are scary. Black widows, tarantulas, that sort of thing. Spiders.
Spiders?
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three, really?
Yep.
I mean, you know.
Brown recluse specifically.
Yeah. Those who have not heard, Kevin was bitten by one of those.
Yeah, let's not talk about it anymore.
And still turns into a spider from
I
time
do.
To time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Flies around the room.
Can fly.
Snakes. Boa constrictor. Why snakes? Why did it have to be snakes?
Snake.
Oh, nice.
Is number four.
I enjoyed
You're
it.
You're doing well.
Wow, going right down the list, even.
I mean, you're not starting at one because one is stupid.
I enjoyed in the new Indiana Jones when it was eels, actually, that he confronted. Those
yes.
basically, that was beautiful.
Is that a guess?
No, scorpions.
Scorpion.
Those of us from Arizona.
Whoa! That's correct.
Yes! What is going on? How is this happening? I'm going to be able to put my kid through college. That's $2 I've won this week.
Look at you on a roll.
Check me out. know you all want to be like me.
Top 10 scariest animals on Earth. Number 10 is also BS.
Yeah.
A worm.
Worm? Who's scared of a worm?
I don't know, unless they're talking about worms that get inside your body.
Oh,
or
yeah. Did
I
you see
know.
That story about
yes.
that? Yes. There's a brain worm in this person's head. It was really long. And
yeah,
alive.
It was like 75 feet.
Yes.
It was a head and alive in her head.
Yowza.
Yeah, that
yowza.
Was gross.
Yeah. Okay, that's scary.
Yes.
That's scary.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Bear.
Yeah, brown bear, I would think. Brown,
it doesn't say
bears,
the color, it just says bear.
Okay.
Number 8, tiger.
Hmm. Okay.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
No, not really. I don't run into very many tigers.
Number 7, scorpion.
Sure.
Number 6, lion.
Lion, sure, yeah.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Alligator.
Hey, that's fair enough. Alligators are, they are, what the hell?
Then you got 4, snake. You got 3, spider. You got 2, shark. And number 1.
Yeah.
Human.
Weak. That's so...
The only reason I wanted to do this
weak.
Top 10 list
because of that.
That's so lame.
They just thought they were so clever.
The human animal
is
the scariest of all.
Shut up. Some of those people that you get trapped talking to at a party.
You know what the scariest animal is?
I hate them.
It's a human.
Alligator.
There you go, alligator. That's
boring. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know my answer for everything that's boring? Like baseball or things like that, if I have to watch
a baseball
game that's dull?
Gamble. I
always put money on something.
Oh, yeah.
It changes everything.
Yes, it does.
And when you watch the Super Bowl, you have those prop bets, and there's like 75 things to take, to keep track of.
You know, at the funeral is who's going to cry first, who's going to laugh.
Sure, there's that. The funeral betting is huge.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Like a big carnival, this headline comes out of Milford, which is near Boston. 2 charged in Milford backyard volleyball gambling ring.
First of all, Milford.
Right.
Secondly, wow. Okay.
Backyard volleyball gambling ring.
I mean, do we have to go over there again this weekend? They're going to want to play volleyball. We can bet on it. Okay, we're going.
We're going. We'll be there.
I'm in.
2 people are facing charges after police said they ran a large-scale illegal gambling ring centered around backyard volleyball matches.
In Milford.
It's gone from something wholesome to a pure criminal element that's come in.
Everyone's packing heat now, and
you make jokes. They actually are. They actually started selling alcohol without a license.
Yes,
right.
Oh, I'm in.
And then they started betting.
Sure.
And this guy apparently paved over his entire backyard to make 2 volleyball courts. Police say the gambling ring was centered around the volleyball matches. He allegedly collected and placed bets during the matches.
Has he been like threatening people to throw the game, or he's going to, we're going to lose an arm. You're not going to be able to hit that ball anymore.
Milford police said the prize money would be in the thousands of dollars.
Wow. Impressive and sad.
According to the police, they seized about $10,000 in cash when they broke it up. Neighbors said, we're just tired of the noise and the cars and the people. It sounds like a carnival.
God, how annoying.
He ran a full-size concession stand selling alcohol illegally.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, yep.
Next up is betting on tiddlywinks. It's getting pretty violent down in the tiddlywink.
It got up to the fact where people were gambling. This is an estimate by the police.
Yeah.
$1 million in a year on backyard
volleyball.
I don't even know how you judge that.
I don't even know how you watch more than 3 minutes of it.
If it's like, great volleyball,
inside,
you would love it.
I guess, but it's a backyard.
It is backyard.
It's not even on a beach. Like, you need to leave.
That's true.
Come on. It's paved over backyard in Milford.
In Milford. It's not exactly the place of dreams. There's a college professor whose name is Joseph Takosh, who held positions at 2 previous colleges and was on track for tenure at Nichols University in Louisiana.
Okay.
Before the student paper exposed his creepy behavior in March.
Dude, you got to keep that stuff on the DL until you got tenure, and then you're set.
Apparently, this guy wasn't even trying to keep it
really
under wraps. When, no, he was putting, he was posting stuff on it on YouTube.
Oh, come on, man.
He had a clown fetish.
Oh, no, former college geography professor.
He had a clown fetish.
What do you mean? He was hot for clowns?
Yes.
Ugh.
He said, I have a face paint clown fetish and convinced the cute girls in my class to let me paint their faces, he once said on Reddit.
You know, I can't stand clowns. As a kid, I hated them. Like, and it was always so irritating because adults were always like, why don't you like clowns? All kids like clowns. I'm like,
did they say that? Clowns those are evil suck. Adults in your life. But what?
It was really
a
weird.
A lot of people hate clowns.
For some reason, at our school, I was in fifth grade, and they decided that we had a little fair or whatever, and I got pushed into being dressed up as a clown, which I'm like, no, I hate it. No. So
why wouldn't you love being a clown? You could terrorize people.
Well, that's what I found.
Ah.
As a high school girl painting my face, which was awesome, like you're talking about that just now. Oh my God, that was so amazing.
Right.
But when she was done, I looked in the mirror. I didn't recognize myself. Like, I was like, whoa.
But hold on. But you knew it was you.
But of course. Okay. But I mean, I was all dressed up as well. And then I went out to see my friends in fifth grade, all standing in a line. They didn't know it was me.
Okay.
They were so weird. It was like, you know when someone you don't know looks at you, it's just a different look?
Yeah, of course.
It was freaky. And I was like,
because everybody that you know well.
Yeah. No, I had no idea that, you know, it was me. And that was kind of.
But wasn't it a rush to know that you could scare them all?
And I did. And it was awesome.
It turned out to be awesome.
Yes, and they were so mad. And then they didn't know until later that day that it was me. And they're like, that was you? What? It was so weird. It was
really?
A weird experience.
That is bizarre.
That I've never forgotten.
It's also a weird environment where everybody thinks clowns are great.
Yeah, gross.
What is happening?
Like,
know,
most people
like
do.
Like you're what?
Most people do. They
I don't think
clowns.
That's
a good
true.
Chunk, at least half the population.
Do you think so?
Yeah. That's like, I also, as a kid, I also hated Santa Claus. I hated that. Cheerful
well,
stuff.
Well, you hate cheer.
I hate
you
it.
You hate joy.
And then people would be
who
so
hurt
freaked
you?
Out. Let me get the list out.
Clowns is near the top.
Suck.
So this is a college professor at clown fetish, and he had to resign.
Right.
Because
he's painting the girls' faces.
Well, let me just insert a word there. Painting the cute girls' faces. The pretty girls. That's
a wise professor.
That's what it says in there. So here's the topic. You love something that most people hate.
Like clowns.
Clowns?
I don't know. I hope most people hate them.
I think
it
most
seems like
people
everybody
do.
I know hates them.
Especially because movies like It and all that kind of
sure.
stuff, you know, it does seem like it permeates in society that if you see a clown, you're like, I don't like it. At least that's my reaction to it.
What else do people 818-955 KLOS escargot? Do you love that kind of crap?
No,
that horrible food.
Hate it.
What's something that you love that everybody else hates?
Well, I want the people who love the things to call in.
Oh, okay.
So our friend Kevin Stockdale, has 75 terrariums or whatever they're called. And has snakes and spiders and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yes.
Oh.
Loves it.
Reptiles and insects.
Yeah, and you know that there are people out there that love those things.
Right.
And you go, what are you talking about?
I have
about?
A couple family members that are big into
do
that
you
stuff.
Really?
Yeah. They've got mm-hmm.
My former partner, Bean, had a spider.
Did he?
And it was named Fluffy when he lived in San Francisco.
What is wrong with
And him? I swear to God, I never saw it move. This is a different topic. I never saw that spider move. So I would go into his house and I go, are you sure it's alive? Because it's in the same location as it was last time. And he was like, how dare you? Never moved. It was dead.
Maybe it moved every morning when a Christmas song came up to wake him up.
That could
Maybe
be.
That's
I
the only time it
don't
moved
have the answer
in the morning.
To that. So you love things that everybody else seems to hate. 818-955-KLOS. A former college geography professor named Joseph Takash apparently had a clown fetish and was asked to paint the prettiest students in class. He wanted to paint their faces. And then it turns out that he had to step down.
Yeah, he was doing a couple other things, I do believe.
Because that wasn't
not
exactly.
Yeah,
I have the face paint fetish and convinced the cute girls in my class to let me paint their faces.
You know, their parents must have been so proud, so happy.
So we're talking about you like things that most people don't like. You have that?
I love the smell of manure.
Wow, really?
You love the smell of manure?
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing smell. You know, fresh grass most of the time. I'd rather wake up to that than birds tweeting in the morning.
When was the first time you realized, hold on a second, I like horse poop?
Kind of when I was a kid, actually.
Yeah.
When I was, they would actually, on a frequent basis, they would actually manure the grass out in my school.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was covering their nose, but I would just walk out and just enjoy that.
Always hated that. Always hated that.
I don't hate it. I don't like it, but I don't hate it. I can kind of see where some people love the smell of gasoline. They really love that smell.
Yeah, that's true.
It's something weird about smell, but that's interesting.
Wow. Does it matter how fresh the poop is?
No, it's not about how fresh it is. I mean, I guess the fresher the better, actually. You
sure.
Know?
So if you can get it coming out of the spigot, you're in.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
He's done with us.
Yeah.
Okay, LOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. You love something people hate?
Yep, anchovies.
Anchovies. I do hate the anchovies, yeah.
I've come around to them.
Have you?
My grandmother was Sicilian, and I was 12 years old before I realized most people don't like anchovies.
Mm. Do you like them on pizza, and then everybody freaks out when you order it with anchovies?
It was pizza, yeah.
Yeah. Huh,
I don't even share that anymore. It's not worth it. It just freaks people out.
Right on. I get it.
Not worth the argument.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about you love things other people hate.
Black licorice.
I'm with you in black licorice. I do not like that.
No, he does like it.
Oh, you do like it. Oh, wow.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's also other things. In Europe, they call it anise. I've had Italian cookies that were anise flavor. I didn't know what the hell it was. And then I ate them. I go, oh, that's black licorice.
Huh.
And then the Greek liquor, ouzo, that's pretty damn good. And that's like black licorice.
So as a kid, you must have gotten from all your friends and family members all the black licorice that was handed
yep.
out.
Yeah, everybody that didn't like it gave it to me, and then I could leave it laying around because nobody liked it, so nobody would eat it.
That's nobody would steal it. That's great.
Benefit to liking something everybody else hates. That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Do you like things other people hate? We were talking about people who love things that most people don't. You have one of those?
Hey, how's it going? I got a few things.
All right, let's hear it.
Number one, gasoline and skunk. I enjoyed the odor.
Do you love the smell of gasoline and the smell of skunks?
Yes, yeah, skunk has to be at a distance. Not a real skunk up close. That's a little too much. But
do you smoke weed? Because that's how I came around to skunk not bothering me anymore.
You know, occasionally, but I prefer the non-skunky stuff. So okay, I don't know what that is.
No, I hear you. All right.
And then the manure earlier, but that's also at a distance. I love it when it's over the hill and you smell that fresh coming in, you know, the fields have been cleaned.
Yeah, I realized when he was saying that, when I grew up, we used to go to the Midwest a lot during the summer for relatives, and I would be like, all right, I'm having fun, this is cool, and I don't mind that smell as a result, which is weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last is Kevin and Sluggo.
I knew someone was going to say that. I knew it. How dare you, sir? And thank you for calling.
Thank you, man. Hello, KLOS. You like something most people hate?
Yes, I think I might throw you on this one, but I actually like being nice to people.
You like being nice to people. I think everybody would say that they like being... No?
I know there's plenty of people that... I have a couple of friends. I can't say what this person does. No,
of course you can.
But they have to deal with people.
What does this person do?
They have to deal with people on a regular basis.
Public
they have
relations?
To be very friendly.
Right.
And they are the exact opposite of that. They love to mock people. They like to be mean.
What kind of job do you have?
Yeah, what do you do?
Okay, so retail. I started working at Costco, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat people the way I want to be treated.
Well, good.
Somebody asked me, to find something, I'll help them find it. I'm not going to be like, I don't know.
Well, good for you. I mean,
good
I think that's
you.
Good. I wish more people would do that, really, and actually enjoy
I know,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Agreed. You're in the right place.
Yeah. I try, but I fail
you don't
often.
Try.
No, I try, but
you
I fail.
You
see,
don't
you
try.
Don't even see it happening because
you don't
I fail.
Try. You never try.
I treat it right on this one right now, you bastard.
That was great.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Pickles, but mostly the pickle juice.
Good. Yeah, don't love it at all. Not interested. And you love it.
Yeah, delicious.
My wife agrees with you wholeheartedly. I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Well, so I won't even eat a burger. If they accidentally put pickles on it, I just throw the burger away.
What?
I can't get them on. It doesn't matter.
That's crazy talk.
So I want my burger with extra pickles.
But good for you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you love something most people hate?
The Pontiac Aztec.
That is very specific.
Specific as hell.
Why?
It's considered probably the ugliest car ever made. It's in like it's in all the top five lists.
Right.
But the thing is awesome. So first of all, the trunk area had its own built-in tent, so you could like camp out in the car.
Okay.
And then the center console was a cooler that you could take out. You could put drinks in it, take it out, and go on adventures with the center console.
Hmm. Is that a thing you needed to do?
I mean, doesn't everybody?
No.
you know.
No, I don't need a car that I can go sleep in.
Take bits of it apart and then go out into it. I mean, I guess you appreciate the work they put into it. Kevin showed me a picture
it's
of it right now.
It's quite ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
I love it. That's a weird thing to love. And that that's is. Awesome. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
Things that you like that most people hate.
Hey, still doing a thing that people hate?
We yes. are. You love something people hate.
My noises.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
And I can make a cartoon guy run down the street.
Oh, I actually kind of like that. That's weird.
Yeah, never call us again.
I would not be the producer. You can call me, man.
I'm calling you back in 5 minutes.
All right. Can't wait.
Hey, go out with a weird noise. That's the new Tom Likas blowing up. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Bad things.
Yeah.
You like things that other people hate.
Yeah.
Anal.
All right. Great chat.
Veronica from Ventura.
Didn't ask.
That's not you. That's that woman you hate that lives next door.
If you guys are feeling freaky. Thanks, guys. I knew that would get you.
Give me five.
Sing it with emotion. Yeah.
Songs in a row.
Going for the Tony.
I feel that. The Tony.
Yeah. God. It is the very last day of August. What the hell happened to summer? That went by like fast this year.
So we're doing songs with the word last in the title.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Excited to start with Tom Petty, the last DJ. Awesome song about a dying business. The last DJ. And while we're playing that, Glenn pointed out that Tom has another song with last in the title.
Yes, he does.
Mary Jane, Last Dance, Smoke Them If You Got Them. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Give Me Five. Song's last in the title.
I hear Last in Line by Dio.
Hello, it's Give Me Five.
I got Last in Line by Dio.
You got Last in Line by Dio. In fact, that's a fact. You do. You got it.
Wait, just a fact, man.
Well done.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Flogo?
It's going well. Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five, songs with last in the title.
Okay, so this one's a joke. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. No, please don't.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Turns out, actually, somebody's already asked on Twitter for that.
Right, hold on. Let me just catch up our listener. What's your name?
I'm Bradley.
Bradley. Somebody on Twitter said last Christmas because it's already Christmas in the stores.
Oh, no.
And Sluggo was like, hey, that's funny. I'll play it. And I was like, no.
He's been begging me ever since.
And now.
You've insisted, sir. You insist.
You
we have no choice.
And you say no. And so no he is
says
the
we
answer.
Have to. We have no choice.
Ho, ho,
we apologize for that.
May KLOS be the first to wish you a very Merry Christmas. In August.
Somebody, the theme for Give Me Five is songs with the word last in them.
And a couple people.
And somebody, as a joke, said, hey, let's match the stores. Since the stores are already putting out holiday stuff, let's play Last Christmas.
Why not indeed?
And I said, no.
You should have.
And I'm the Grinch in this case.
He was so happy in here. Kevin had his headphones on. He was grooving along. And
stupid Sluggo. Dear God.
Well, you'll be happy with the last song. I know you like this one. In fact, Dirty Honey actually has covered this song, and you're still waiting for a Dirty Honey song. When we play them playing some song of their own, be caller 13. You go see him November 20th at Belasco in downtown LA. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster. But this isn't them, but it is the last song on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Amazon is asking some corporate workers to relocate to other cities as part of its return to office policy.
No, boo!
They're starting to ask them,
insist
that they come back to the office.
So dumb.
Now, I didn't know that there were still people working fewer than 3 days a week in the office.
Yeah, that's been kind of a thing. And then productivity was great. Everybody's a lot happier. Just leave it.
That's what I thought.
Just leave it, Mommy.
That's what I thought.
What are they doing?
Until I heard this.
Amazon CEO delivering a warning to employees. A warning, get on board with the company's return to office plan or, quote, it's probably not going to work out for you.
Boo!
Right? Big bad company.
That's
very upset.
Weak, man.
Keep going.
CNN has confirmed Andy Jassy made those remarks after Insider first reported it. The company is pressuring U.S. office staff to return to the office at least 3 days a week.
That's still too much, although that's not terrible.
3 days a week is
a little better.
It's not bad.
I mean, if they're doing good, leave it alone.
Right. If they're doing good, it makes sense. I agree. Yeah.
That brings us to CNN senior data reporter who comes to work every single day.
He is literally always in the office.
Literally 7 days. I thought it was seven, but anyway.
Maybe 7 days off.
So yeah. Harry Anton's here. What is this morning's number?
All right. This morning's number is... -0.2%, because that's the average quarterly growth in labor productivity since the beginning of 2021. It's actually down. We've actually seen a decrease in productivity.
Boo!
Who knew?
0.02%, though.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have thought that it was way up?
It was for a while.
That's what I would have thought it would continue being.
Yeah.
And then listen to what people think.
Okay.
That is tied for the lowest in the last 75 years.
Wow.
And what's so fascinating about this, though, is if you ask workers whether or not remote work affects their productivity. In fact, the plurality say it helps. It helps.
So,
and then you see
48% of people said, yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
I do better work when I work from home.
I guarantee you, like, I do a lot of music scheduling. I sit there and pick a song.
But you can do that on a computer.
Right, and I can't do it with people walking in the office all the time. I can only do it at home.
Right, but that's a specific situation, I think.
It is a little harder to do surgery from home.
That is true. Yeah.
You know, when I was a surgeon, a brain surgeon, I found that, you know, by remote, it's a little bit
it's
harder.
A little bit harder.
That's a bummer.
So 48% of people thought that their
productivity
was up.
And it was for a while, I'm sure, during whatever.
Yes, yeah. Although it's not now.
No, now it's down.
And 46% apparently. Or something else said that they thought it was the same.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are right.
Well, that's usually the case.
Productivity
Nobody's right.
Ruin or improve an old adage.
I use this on my wife all the time. A boob in the hand is worth two in the bra.
It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
My uncle used to say, I got to race like a piss horse.
Prove or ruin an old adage.
Eat and live.
My grandmother used to say, work hard, party hard, stay hard.
I got one for you.
Do it.
Get the bleeping button ready. Get you and the horse that rode in on you.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Okay, that's the actual phrase.
That's the real one.
What are you going to turn it into?
Wait, I thought it was no good deed goes unrewarded.
You're right. That is with the original, but I've so heard it that way for so long in my life that that sounds natural
now.
Wow,
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's been that way for so long because it's so correct. You actually made me question it.
Yeah.
Nope. You're right. We're wrong. Well done.
Where did you get all of that cash, Kevin?
I don't know, Sluggo, but I sure would like to get rid of it.
There's this big pile of cash sitting here, and we need to start doing that come Tuesday of next week. Right after Labor Day, it's the return of the name game. First thing out the gate, be thinking about it, a classic arcade game. That's what we'll be looking for at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank on Tuesday.
Classic arcade game.
Man, I loved how much time oh my God.
Yep.
And
all of the time.
Yeah. So between 8 and 5, Tuesday through Thursday, starting next week, the return of the name game. It is the return of the name game next week, next Tuesday. Got a whole pile of cash that, you know, our Aunt Belinda passed away.
Did she?
Yeah, she left a whole bunch of money to us. It's all dirty money.
She's been hanging on way too long.
Totally. And we got to get rid of it. It's blood money. So we're going to start handing it out. You know how the game works. That'll start Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday next week. Yeah. What do you want?
My b- in your mouth.
I got a song request.
Yes. What can we play for you?
I believe it's called The Sounds of My b- in Your Mouth.
We'll get that right on for you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Is you doing the public embarrassing song?
Yes. What did you do that was your biggest public embarrassment?
Mine was getting caught putting my b- in your mouth. Yeah, I was once there to put my b- in your mouth. Yeah, I would like to work at KLOS. Let's submit my b- in your mouth.
Hey, you called Mercy today. For shame. She's not used to that sort of talk, sir. Communication Breakdown. That right there is one of the songs that Noodles from The Offspring is going to be playing this Sunday night on his Punk Evolution show. It's an hour's worth of classic rock that sort of led to punk rock.
Love
and,
this.
Yeah, he'll be telling you all about it and all the stuff. In fact, here's what he had to say about that song right there.
One of the first and all-time greatest punk bands is the Ramones. But who inspired the Ramones? What made them want to play fast and aggressively, but with melodies that you could sing along with? And also, where did Johnny Ramone come up with his, you know, trademark downstroke guitar playing that added so much to the Ramone sound? I was discussing this in the studio with Bob Rock recently. He's a legendary producer. He's produced Metallica, Motley Crue, and we worked with him a bunch. And he reminded me that, or pointed out to me, that Johnny Ramone credited Led Zeppelin Communication Breakdown as being where he, you know, first really got the bug to play downstrokes and start his distinctive style.
Noodles from The Offspring talking about that song right there, one of an hour's worth that he's going to be playing on Sunday night, right smack dab in the middle of your Labor Day week. Weekend, 10 p.m., right after Matt Pinfield and his new and approved show.
Love it.
Punk Evolution, this coming Sunday night at 10 p.m. on KLOS. Chris Cornell's Take of Patience. Hey, you know, Dirty Honey, going to be doing a show at the Belasco in downtown L.A. That's November 20th. Tickets available right this second at Ticketmaster.com. They are so good live. Talk to anybody that's gone to any of those KLOS live shows, and they'll just be like, oh, man, you got to go. And you can go. We're going to play something from Dirty Honey between now and 6. And when we do, when you hear Dirty Honey on the air, be caller 13, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to that show November 20th at the Belasco, downtown L.A.
As soon as you hear it start, be caller 13.
Yeah, do it. That wasn't Dirty Honey.
It wasn't.
Definitely play Dirty Honey sometime between now and 6, and if you'd like to go see him at the Belasco in downtown L.A., then be caller 13 when we do, and, you know, tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, but if you can go to the show November 20th, Dirty Honey, when we play him, be caller 13. John Lennon moved to New York City from England on this day in rock in 1971 with Yoko, never to return to England. Rolling Stones released Goat's Head Soup on this day in rock, 1973. Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms started a 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1985. It sold 25 million copies worldwide.